Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. I'm Kerry Lutz, and no sooner are we done or finishing 2015, there is a whole new bumper crop of scams magically appearing for 2016. I don't know if they time the releases so that you wind up still a little groggy from New Year's, and then boom, 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 you're hit by these scams. Well, hey, Heather Wagenhals, you are the master detector and identifier of these scams, and that's why it's a good thing to listen to Unlock Your Wealth Radio at unlockyourwealthradio.com, and it's always great to talk to you, Heather. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, and the scary New Year, potentially.
Yeah, what is it? Do you think that obviously they target people during the holidays because your guard is down, you're harassed because even if you're not going to the mall anymore, you're busy online, you're spending money. I mean, you know, you're just not focused, you're not present because there's so much to do. You might be going on a trip or whatever, so it makes you a prime target. And then New Year's hits, and then you're kind of still getting used to the new digits at the end of the date. So I guess you're a prime target. It right after New Year's, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, and it's amazing because we live in such a high-paced world. You and I were just talking about this earlier. You know, with the advent of the cell phone, we are even more connected than we ever were. So we are being constantly bombarded with marketing messages and images. And then we have to live our lives. On top of all of this data that comes in, we have to pick up the kids. We have to drop them off at their band practice and soccer. And then we have to pick up the dry cleaning. And then our spouse needs some. Thing. And so we're always constantly on the go. And then we've got all of this digital input, and it makes us totally ripe for being scammed. And that's the biggest challenge that we have. And, you know, holidays just push us on overload. But, you know, there are these scammers aren't doing anything necessarily different than the days of old when you had the confidence men knocking on your door selling vacuum cleaners. It's just that they are able to get to you so much easier, and there is so much data available about you that you're putting out there for people to find out about you, that it makes it so much easier to pick on you. I mean, it's easier for thieves these days to steal your identity and defraud you.
Yeah, it's just, they find you on Facebook or wherever. Like, you and I are somewhat public. So I looked on my Google, there's millions of hits when they type in my name. What do you do here? You do build a great wall of Trump or China and just keep the world out?
Well, you have to be vigilant, and there's ways to protect yourself. You don't have to put up a super great wall, but you can take daily steps to minimize your ability to be defrauded or having your identity stolen. And simple things, like you mentioned, on social media. So it's great that you're putting stuff out there and that you're sharing with your friends near this big community. But the problem becomes, is your information public to people who aren't your friends? I mean, with just a simple flip of the switch, so to speak, you can continue to share all that you do, but you can just keep it within your friend network. Now, what you need to be careful of is friend requests of people you don't know that maybe have no or just a couple of mutual friends. If you've never seen this person socially, if you're not familiar with this person, you can ask around to the other people that say, you know, that are their mutual friends. And I found somebody that was kind of a scammer that had friended me. You know, you and I are unique in our situation because our personal profile gets fans of our radio programs friending us. And so it's difficult. You don't want to turn people away just because you don't know who they are. So what you have to do is say, okay, how do I connect with this person? And I was able to, by just interviewing a couple of friends that it said were mutual friends. I'm like, hey, what do you know about this person? I got a friend request. And they're like, oh yeah, they friend requested me. I don't really know them, but they know blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I accepted their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, okay. And what I did, and because, you know, you and I are totally into this identity theft stuff, is I downloaded the images that they had for their profile pictures. And it turned out that they were pictures from some pornographic website in like the Ukraine.
Really?
So they just stole somebody else's images and pretended to be that person, you know? And so what they're doing is they're what they call data mining. So they friend you and they're socially profiling you. And this is how scams like the grandparent scam evolves, because you put a picture of you and your 90-year-old grandmother and her birthday celebration, and now they have their name. They know that you're the grandchild, and voila. Most of our grandparents are still listed in the phone book.
Yeah. Hey, what's
it's
a phone book?
So easy.
Phone book? That's something.
The phone book.
Do they still make them? My goodness.
Yes, they do. They still make the phone book. They still deliver them. My husband always tries to throw them out. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Internet, because that's the joke, because he doesn't even have a computer. His idea of technology is a pen and a yellow pad of paper. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Internet, how are you going to find a phone number if the computer doesn't work, if I'm not around? And he's like, oh, yeah, maybe I should keep that phone book. So most people just discard them, you know.
Yeah.
But they're still listed, you know, and then there's public versions of the white pages online, you know, so you can, so you can still surf over. And if you're listed, you're listed. And now, you know, it used to be a free thing. You could choose to be non-published, but now they charge you $2.30 a month on Cox. That's who I have for my home phone service. And they charge me $2.30 a month to be non-published.
Mm-hmm.
So the option is it's public unless you don't want it public.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah, and, so. And somebody thought they were funny. They put my home phone number. Somebody got my home phone number and put it in a singles, like a singles ad kind of thing.
God.
And like for adult entertainment type stuff. And I was getting all of these phone calls in the middle of the night.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I didn't want to pay the $2.30. So I didn't pay it for the longest time. But I didn't think you could find it on the internet, because it was like from a previous married name. And then there it was. People got me.
You shouldn't be able to. But look what happened with Donald Trump. He gave out Lindsey Graham's phone number, his cell number. Then Lindsey Graham gave out his, and then he turned it into a campaign ad, which was brilliant. You've reached Donald Trump, and I'm counting on you to vote for me. You know, it was brilliant. So what are their scams? What are the new scams for 16 that you're starting to get glimmers of from your sources?
Well, we have to be paying attention to these click for support scams, because now that Christmas is over, you know, the next natural disaster is going to have a bunch of fake charities popping up trying to scam your money under the auspices that you're helping people that have become victim to the latest national crisis or whatever, natural disaster. So we have to be really, really careful about that. Now that our credit card bills are coming in, you know, we still have, not everybody is using chip cards at retail outlets. So we still have this chip card scam that is kind of prevalent. And if you overspent during the holidays, you're probably looking for a part-time job. There are all of these job scams that are still out there that we've got to be paying attention to. And if we don't, you know, it's going to cost us not only time, but money, because we're going to lose money. You know, the average employer loses 32 hours per employee when their employees are victims of identity theft, frauds, or scams.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So these chip card scams, they call you up, they say, hey, I'm from Too Big to Fail National Bank's credit card department, and we understand there's a problem with your new chip credit card. Or did you get the chip credit card? And there's a lot of you haven't gotten them yet. And then you start giving them info, right?
Yes, because they're trying to verify they have you verify your account information so they can send you that chip card. But you know, like I got one of those calls, you know, and it was for a bank that I don't even have a card with. You know,
hey,
so
those are the best
they're
ones.
Throwing crap at the wall to see what sticks.
Those are the best banks. And the Amazon.com scam, because they know that everybody just about out there has an account with Amazon in one way or the other. So Amazon owes you money, or you overpaid Amazon, you know, they want to just send it to you and, or credit your credit card with it or whatever. Right. And then boom, they get the magic numbers, off to the races.
Yes, off to the races. And now remember, now that we just ended the year fiscally, you know, we're going to start seeing, you know, the IRS scam come about again. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's an annual thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just never stops. You know, it's so great because, or so funny that, you know, they keep calling my producer and they keep saying that, you know, from a city he hasn't lived in over 20 years, and the Commonwealth is going to put a warrant out for his arrest if he doesn't hurry up and pay this.
Yeah.
And we've got the recordings. We've aired them on the show. It's hysterical, you know, how this is going on. So what we have to do is we just have to remember to be vigilant, you know, and what we do at Unlock Your Wealth Radio is brain-based financial literacy. You already know to spend less and save more, but you don't, because it's not about discipline. That's a conscious activity. It's about behavior, which is subconscious. And so, you know, we can only manage like 7 to 9 things consciously at any given moment. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to do is when we're overwhelmed, we can't address financial matters. We have to table them. We have to take a deep breath, walk away, calm down, whatever it is, to get ourselves in a relaxed, open state of mind so we can be receptive and be able to pick up when it's a scam vibe coming at us.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're so right. You really got to be aware of this stuff or conscious, like you say. You got to be thinking always, because if you're not, you're going to be a target for certain. There's not even a question about it. So beware and be vigilant and never trust anybody. Well, one thing that I've found, by the way, Heather, if they're charging you for an unlisted number, if you list normally you can list your phone under any name that you want. Pick a phony name to list your phone number at. So that way, when anybody calls,
that's a good idea.
Anybody calls you, you know they're a scam. And, you know, because they got the wrong number, you know they pulled it out of the phone book. And then, boom, you got them. So then you can play along and have a good time and let them think they really got a sucker. And then put the boom.
Oh, yeah.
Them, right?
Oh, I just thought of something else that folks need to be aware of. If they were ever a customer of LifeLock, FTC levied the largest monetary award obtained for an order of enforcement action against LifeLock.
Yes.
They have to pay $100 million to settle contempt charges that it violated the terms of their 2010 federal court order.
Uh-huh.
They weren't securing their consumers' personal information. Like they said, they were advertising falsely, if you can believe this. It's a crazy deal. So that they were saying in their advertising that they were using bank grade security to protect your information, and they weren't. The consumer data wasn't protected to the degree and level that they said. The encryption wasn't what they said, and that they said that as it happens, you would get alerts where there were potential breaches to your data, and they weren't notifying customers when they knew that there was activity going on that could be suspicious.
Yes, of course.
So from 2012 to 2014, if you were a customer, they failed to establish and maintain a comprehensive information security program, and you could be a part of that class action lawsuit. It was the funds have been deposited in the federal courts in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And that you should be able to go on their website to be able to make the claim, or just Google LifeLock settlement, or visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you can find out that more about that information and the links to go make your claim.
Hey, that's a great point, because when it comes to identity theft protection, the only one that prevents identity theft and really does what they say is keepmyid.org, and just use the code FSN2, F Frank Sam S N like Nancy number 2, and you get a great deal on it. Insure yourself and members of your family, because the only true identity theft is having a fraud alert on your credit report. You can freeze them, but then every time you want to unfreeze them, they charge you money to do it. So you have to trade it off. If you're not going to be applying for any credit, then the credit freeze makes a lot of sense. But if you're active, then you have to think about just the fraud alerts, which should work just as well in almost all instances. Anyway, Heather, hey, where do we find you again? Your website, your radio show?
It's at unlockyourwealthradio.com for listeners to go to get their money mind right, so their wealth and happiness will follow.
Hey, and that's so true. So be aware, be alert, be present, and don't take anything for granted when you're dealing with somebody that you can't see in front of your face. Even then, you have to be careful. But certainly, if you don't even see them, then you really need to be careful. Heather, we'll talk to you in a little while. Thanks so much.
Now, make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.